Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time. Here it goes. Another episode of me wearing my emotions on my sleeve and my shifts, sharing them publicly with you. So welcome to another episode that, again, looks a little different than previous ones that I've posted. Usually I post about skincare education in sense of like ingredients or services I offer or what to watch for, look for, how to learn your specific skin. The last episode I shared was about the shift and the change that I had about a before and after, how we claim people's photos, or how I rather claim people's before and after photos, and the shifts that I felt needed to change for myself and for my business. Today, I share with you another revolutionary term that changed for me. As all that was happening, other things were brought to my awareness. So this isn't your traditional episode either, or unlike the rest I've posted. But that's the new vibe. That's the new energy that's coming through me. That's the one that I feel needs to be shared and heard and read and listened to and understood. I welcome you to indulge in the unpacking of how treatment became treatment. If you follow along with my blog, you'll see there's a dash in the middle of this word. So when I change the word from treatment to treatment, that pause is insinuating a pause in the word. With one shift usually comes another. When something truly blows your mind, you know it and you feel it. Everything shifts from there. The mundane becomes charged with a spark, and sometimes it's spicy. When shifting comes sifting. This was part of it for me. As I shift and grow, I've become more aware and intentional with my words. I now have more awareness with what I'm choosing consciously and unconsciously. I'm also more aware of the stories and feelings I have attached to these words that I'm using. I was reflecting on this from a personal perspective and how I was showing up in my business, and bigger yet, who I was in the industry. As I intentionally choose my words daily, my frequency is elevating. What doesn't align or serve me in my business is being released. I used to be sensitive in my messaging, but now I am keeping only what is powerful and true to me, like rocks and sand falling through a sifter. As I've previously shared about my before and after aha moment, which was a big moment, the word treatment also felt like it was going through its own transformation for me. I was continually being called out, and I loved it. So here I am sharing it with you. Treatment was no longer another term for facial. It was no longer another term for services I offer. Treatment became the solution I was selling, as if something was wrong with who I was treating. It was this loaded word that I heard as, quote, fix, or maybe even a band-aid solution. It was a word that had a heavier meaning to it. It was a word that did not align with my growth, with my feelings, behind my business. And all in that reflection, treatment became a word that I believe needs to be changed in the industry as a whole. The word treatment no longer served me. It no longer had a place in my business. It is no longer a vibrational match for myself, my business, and all of my evolution. I sat with this word, and it came to me. A download. It needed a break. The word needed a break. Treatment. A simple asterisk is all that it needed. Do you feel the difference? This is why the asterisk is everything for me. We are meant to treat ourselves. To me, this new word evokes truth, confidence, strength. It's an entirely new word with an entirely new frequency. Although it had a heavier weight to me previously, treatment is neither good or bad as a word. I simply just thought it needed some softening around it. The simple asterisk symbolizes the difference between a quick fix of something being wrong to a treat you get to indulge in. A treatment will provide you with results and confidence. A treatment leaves you feeling delicious inside and out. A treatment builds confidence, acceptance, beauty, and self-worth. A treatment is a treat that's meant to be. It's calling you to release everything you're holding on to and that desire to treat yourself. Treatment is the new way, and I absolutely love the vibe behind it. Can you feel that? Can you feel that shift? Thank you so much for hanging out with me and allowing me to be vulnerable in this space. Stay internally and externally beautiful, all you inspirational beings.